The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good morning, everyone. This is Janice Valentino, the host of the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Hoping everyone is well on this lovely hot July day. I know personally me, I have personally looked forward to the summertime and the heat. I absolutely love it. It is the shortest season that we have, and it is the most beloved by me. And it just goes too fast. So I'm enjoying every hot day that we have. You are listening to the Nonprofit Notebook on WTBQ Radio. Radio worth listening to. And if you would like to make a call to talk about anything that you would like to talk about hospice care, please give us a call at 845-651-1110. Or you can text a question or a comment to 845-328-0886. And would really love to hear from you. I know we have a short program. It is only from 11:30 to 12, but would like to hear some comments about the experiences that many of you in Orange County have had with specialized end-of-life care from Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Today I have a special guest with us. His name is Ethan Weber. And Ethan is, I call him our account executive, actually, from our agency out in Port Jervis, the Nikki Jones Agency. And the reason why I have Ethan on is that we're going to talk a little bit about some of the, I guess, the challenges that we have when we are marketing or trying to educate our community about hospice care. It's not an easy thing to do, and we have been doing it very successfully, I must say, with the Nikki Jones Agency for the past 5 years. I'm going to have Ethan come on now. Ethan, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Janice. Good to be here.
So glad you're with me, Ethan. Again, this is Ethan Weber from the Nikki Jones Agency. And Ethan, I was saying that, you know, we have our challenges when we're talking about hospice mm-hmm. care, and we're really trying to educate our community about what we do and the services we provide. But I would say that we have been pretty successful, and for two of those reasons would be that we have received national awards, haven't we?
Yes, so the success speaks for itself in terms of the results we've seen. But yeah, it's also always nice to get that formal recognition in the way of a trophy to put on the desk or the reception desk. So I should mention to our listeners that I was going to had I been able to actually be in the studio today, I was going to present Janice with the award on the air. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there in person today. I'm going to be giving Janice that little trophy the next time I see her. But I just wanted to, personally congratulate Janice on another job well done with the agency on behalf of all of us over here at the agency.
Thank you so much. I wish you would have been here. Unfortunately, though, just so, you know, you're all right, Ethan.
Yes,
but Ethan,
yeah,
Unfortunately hit a deer. And so his car is, not feeling too well right now. So he couldn't be in the studio with us today. So he's calling from the office in Port Jervis. But yeah, this particular award that we achieved, it would be hospice and, of course, the Nikki Jones Agency, mm-hmm. Is what they call an International Summit Award. And we received the Platinum Award for a 2020 marketing effectiveness. And this particular International Summit Award, which is the ISA, they recognize excellence in communications and marketing and the marketing industry. So we are very, very proud. This particular award that we won was the effectiveness when we first put out our nursing home campaign. And we are actually running that campaign again now. I believe the first time we launched it was, is 2019, I believe.
Yes. And the one that's running right now is actually a revamped campaign.
Correct.
Just based on the success of the initial campaign.
Right.
And, you know, there's something I was thinking about before I was on the air with you, Janice, is when you look at what the what Summit actually says the award is for in this category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they issue awards to recognize excellence not only in marketing but also in creativity.
Right.
And I think that speaks to what you and I have spoken about a number of times about marketing hospice is the tact that's needed to market such a valuable service that for all of its value, the average person doesn't like to think about. The average person doesn't like to think about loss. And so to get people past their misconceptions about hospice, to get people to realize that hospice, you know, as your ad that played before the show started says, is a plan for living. That takes finesse, that takes tact, and yes, it takes creativity, both on your part and our part.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very nice to get that recognition from it, and it's also been very good, A, for the agency over the past 5 years, and for myself over, I think it's going on 2 years now,
mm-hmm.
to have worked with a partner like Hospice.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. We certainly appreciate it as well. We work very hard together, both Ethan and I, and many, many times the foundation of what we're putting together and what we're communicating is based on true stories, based on testimonials, whether those testimonials are coming from a patient themselves, whether it's coming from the families many of the time, or if it's coming actually from our staff, our clinical staff who are working, you know, every day taking care of our patients and families who are in our care. So we're going to talk a little bit about those testimonials. I actually have a couple that I want to just read. These are a little bit older, but they all stand the test of time. I just want to mention that the other award that we won, because I don't want to miss that, was 5 years ago with the Nikki Jones Agency. Ethan, it was before you were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we revamped our current website. That was submitted, and it won a gold award, I believe the gold level, for the creativity of our website. I love our website personally, but then again, I was part of in creating it. But it has been 5 years, and of course, what happens in 5 years, Ethan, is things become antiquated. Is that right?
Oh, certainly. I mean,
mm-hmm.
these days, the way technology is, things become antiquated in 6 months to a year. So it's
yes.
completely understandable.
Right. So we are in the process of redoing our website again. And I know that when we do launch it, that it again will meet all of the expectations, not only of myself and the agency, but also of our of our board and of our administrative directors, because of course using our website is very, very important to get our information out, as we also use, and this was something very new to me when I started it in May 2010, I believe, which is the Facebook. So we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on LinkedIn, Instagram, and we also have a YouTube channel where we have all of our videos that we have done over the years. So we have become technically savvy, wouldn't you say, a little bit?
Oh, certainly. Well, one of the things that I really like about Hospice of Orange and Sullivan's approach to the media is how tightly integrated all of it is. So, for instance, let's say people want to get information about hospice care, and they want to read the latest blog about the services offered at the Kaplan Family Hospice Residence. People can find that on the website, but they can also, if they happen to follow Hospice of Orange Sullivan on Facebook or Twitter, they'll just see that information come up in their feed. So Janice and her team have been doing a great job of using new media to disseminate information about all of hospice's value and,
yes,
and benefits.
Yeah, and this is something that we have to do. And we have to continue. We have to take our one break, so
sure.
We will be back on the other side. This is the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties.
Dear Hospice family, my husband was given less than 6 months, and he was able to be here for 10 and a half months. I think that was because of the care that was given to him by Hospice.
Dear Hospice of Orange and Sullivan County, my family is so grateful for the care that Hospice provided at the end of Mom's life.
I write this letter to give my thanks and gratitude to the people of Hospice who were so understanding and caring in my family's time of need.
The Kaplan Family Hospice residence, it was like a breath of fresh air.
I know that God sent these wonderful people to us.
It was one of the best decisions we had ever made.
I think it lengthened his time on earth.
Call Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, providing generations of care in your community. There are others. Make sure to ask for us by name. Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. Your choice does matter.
I'd just like people to find out about hospice while there was still time.
Hospice is a plan for living.
Hi, it's Paul Ruskevich,
Barry Cheney,
and John Vero,
Orange County legislators on the Thursday morning roundtable, 9 to 10 a.m.
Answering all of your questions and concerns
on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Hi, Janice Valentino, your host, the Nonprofit Notebook with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. So I am on the line with Ethan Weber. He is our account executive from the Nikki Jones Agency. And we have been using the Nikki Jones Agency for about 5 years. And they have truly helped us, helped me, but primarily helped Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties really get the word out and to really help educate our communities, especially our communities in Orange County and in Sullivan County. Those are the areas that we serve. And it's important for people to know that currently there is another hospice that is kind of making its way into Orange County. And we just want to make sure that our listeners know in Orange County that we are the name that you know, and we are the name that you trust, and we are the leader in specialized end of life care, and we have been for over 33 years. So, if hospice is something that you're thinking of, if hospice care is something that you possibly are considering or just want to find out more information, make sure it's the name that you know, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. So, Ethan, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about the ways that we have to educate people about hospice care. And what I have been doing, I think, from the beginning, even before we were working with the Nikki Jones Agency, is I've been telling stories. I am a storyteller. I'm a writer, and it's a passion that I have to write stories about real people and real experiences. One of the very short testimonials I'd like to just share right now and this goes back a little bit ago. And this was a patient of ours. Her name was Grace Martin, and everybody called her Amazing Grace. And Amazing Grace Martin lived a very full life of giving and always doing for others. She was a woman who really had very little for herself, but she always looked to help others her entire life. She continued her good deeds and continued to live up to the motto, "I lived my life and it was full." Grace actually lived the last months of her life at our Kaplan Family Hospice residence. She enjoyed visits from many friends, and she continued to enjoy every moment of life that she could, which included her very first ride in a baby blue convertible on a beautiful fall afternoon. Grace continued to be full of life thanks to Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. That was a little story that I put together, years ago. It was just an amazing day. I remember Grace always wanted to ride in a convertible. Never had the opportunity in her life to do that. And she had a friend who, I don't know if the friend borrowed this convertible or rented this convertible. I don't remember what the backstory was. But this absolutely beautiful baby blue convertible drove up to the Kaplan Family Hospice residence, and Grace was able to get in that car and have a beautiful ride around the Hudson Valley. And it was the time, it was in the fall, where, of course, it was just magnificent in the foliage and everything else. What a nice story, isn't that, Ethan?
Oh, certainly. I was just thinking this fall I should consider taking a convertible ride to look at the scenery as part of my plan for living. So
right?
That is a wonderful story.
Yeah, it is. And true. You know, you can't... truth, there's nothing like the truth. Truth will always give you the best advice, and it'll always give you the best stories to learn by. And so I am a very big follower of truth, and I like to share, you know, I like to share those stories. Is there anything, Ethan, you know, you and I have worked together for a long time now, and I know that you and I have spoke so many times mm-hmm. about different things. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there anything that sticks out in your mind that you know that we had talked about that you were a little surprised about hospice care?
Surprised? I wouldn't say surprised. Just to give a little bit of information on just some of my life experiences before I was with Nikki Jones Agency, shortly before I worked here, I ended up losing my grandfather to Alzheimer's. So even though he didn't receive hospice care, he did receive similar care, mm-hmm. which is not as comprehensive at all as hospices.
Right.
But I knew from that experience that there's a lot of misconceptions about end of life care.
Right.
So when I started working with hospice, I can't say that I was surprised.
Right.
But I really was impressed about all the ways that hospice differs and goes beyond just physical symptom management mm-hmm. to account for the emotional and spiritual needs of both the patient and the family. So, you know, I can attest as somebody that comes from a close-knit family and, you know, having lost somebody who had a great many friends who all came together to form that support network, I can attest to the importance of it. Yeah. And one of the things I was very moved by from the beginning during my work with hospice was to see how hospice provides that kind of network that, you know, I was fortunate enough to have just based on my family's dynamic. They provide that to everyone who comes to them for their services.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that might be for both for both the patient and the families, one of the most valuable things that hospice does.
Yes.
Especially, because this I never knew before I started working with you, Janice, is the not only all the ways that hospice care goes above and beyond, but the duration of it.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't realize that even after the patient completes their life journey, when they pass on, hospice still provides services to the family. They provide services to the children and the grandchildren.
Yes, absolutely.
And even the way that in the pandemic that we're now just starting to get under control, mm-hmm. the way that hospice was so committed to providing those services, the Hospice of Origin Sullivan started remote bereavement support groups when they couldn't do it in person, or when they couldn't have their children's bereavement camp, they came up with remote options. So it's not just the network, it's a real commitment to providing that network.
Absolutely. Ethan, you couldn't have said it better than me. You could not have said it better than me.
I like to think that I've been marketing you long enough that you and I are on the same frequency.
Yeah, and speaking of what you just touched upon, yes, during the pandemic, we had to think on our feet, and we had to be able to continue to provide the care that we're giving, again, not only to the patients and families who are currently under hospice care, but for the families in our community who need bereavement. And so our bereavement support has done a complete 360. And we now have a very, very good comprehensive virtual grief support group program. So if anybody in the community, there is no cost to this. You do not need to have had a loved one on our program to receive this care, but we are providing amazing support to people all around our community, and all you need to do is go to our website, hospiceoforangeandsullivan.com. I'm sorry, hospiceoforange.com. That's hospiceoforange.com, and go right to the front page and click on bereavement. You'll see a little white dove there. You click on bereavement. And all of our bereavement support groups are there, including our children and family group, which is Thriving Families. That is a virtual group for for families who have children, and it has really taken off, that particular group. So I'm hoping that anybody who is in need, if you're listening, if you are in need, or you know someone who might need us, you know, you can go to our website, hospiceoforange.com, or call 561-6111 and ask for our bereavement services. We are with our patient and families up to 13 months after the end of life for their loved one. But again, we are with our community always through our bereavement and support virtual groups. And no one knows more about bereavement than our hospice social workers and our clinicians. No one. Because this is something that they do, they live every day, and it is their mission, and it is their passion. So we're here for you. And I'm very happy that Ethan and the Nikki Jones Agency is here for us.
Well, we're happy to be working with you, Janice. It's definitely a rewarding experience, not just in that we get to do what we do and do it well, but we get to do something that that really helps people. We get out vital information that makes a difference at a critical time in people's lives.
Yes.
And in their family lives.
Yes, and I want to thank you so much for that, Ethan. I just want to let everybody know what's happening with our events this year. Of course, most all of nonprofits actually had to cancel and kind of really change a lot of their events. We, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties, is looking forward to our 14th annual Golf Classic, and that's coming up on August 9th. Go to our website. This is Janice Valentino. Remember, there are no mistakes in life, just lessons to be learned. Let's learn well together.